This mashup of mayhem and music is called Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street.
Yeah, there's going to be quite a lot of blood, definitely a lot of special effects makeup and that kind of stuff too.
That's veteran director Naomi Rose Mock, who you may have heard a few weeks ago on WFSU, promoting the summer student production of The Hunchback of Notre Dame. But she's also been prepping for this weekend's Sweeney Todd opening at the venerable Quincy Music Theater.
I have sailed the world, beheld its wonder.
Our concept going into this show was, when it was originally staged by Hal Prince in 1979 with Stephen Sondheim, his idea behind this show was the fact that the Industrial Revolution in London was dehumanizing people. So in essence, we were cannibalizing our own culture.
Of course, there was a movie version of Sweeney Todd starring Johnny Depp and Helena Bonham Carter that came out 10 years ago. But Rosemach says her stage production borrows much of its visual identity from another film. The result is a disturbing, surrealistic look that combines a steampunk sensibility with characters that are almost, but not quite, escapees from The Living Dead.
There was a movie that came out in the, late 90s, I think, called Ravenous, which is about cannibalism, and all the people in that, you could just tell, like, basically what we wanted was that everyone has the hollowed out cheeks and, like, the very bright eyes from the beginning, so they don't look quite human. And our ensemble have done a great job embodying that hunger and that feeding frenzy that we have that goes on throughout the show.
Rosemach says there are 26 people in the cast, the principals, seasoned veterans of local community theater stages.
Mrs. Lovett is Linda Melendez. The last thing you may have seen her in was playing Ava Perone in Evita at Theater Tallahassee. She's stunning. Sean McCulley is Sweeney Todd. I think the last thing he was Georges in La Cage aux Folles, also at Theater Tallahassee. Andre Peel is playing Judge Turpin, and he was last seen as the Beast in Beauty and the Beast, so playing slightly different, darker character. Dan Hall is playing the Beetle, and most recently he was in Jesus Christ Superstar, and he also played Leo Bloom last summer in The Producers.
Gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
And then we have Carly Adams, who's an FSU opera student, playing Joanna, and she's as lovely as Joanna should be.
And then there's the Sondheim score that adds even more delightful gruesomeness to the proceedings.
Satisfy the hungry god of Sweeney Todd.
And I have to mention my terrific music director, who is Dr. Judy Arthur, who I always enjoy working with. And this is our second collaboration at Quincy Music Theater. We did Beauty and the Beast together as well as our collaborations with the Leon High Summer Shows and West Side Story at Theater Tallahassee last year. And she's just a joy and a pleasure to work with.
For Rosemach, one of the Big Ben's busiest and most experienced theatrical directors, this cast counts as among the best she's worked with.
It's always such a privilege and an honor to work with people that are so talented. And the fact that this is all volunteers, the caliber of talent that we get and the love that people give, donating their time and donating their talents, donating their gifts to us is very humbling for me.
Tend the tale of Sweeney Todd. His skin was pale and his eye was odd.
The curtain's going up soon on this wonderfully gory production.
We open this Friday, the 18th, and we run through the following Sunday,
which is the 27th at the Quincy Music Theater. If you saw movies there as a kid, you remember it as The Leaf. It stopped showing movies in 1980 and reopened as the Quincy Music Theater 3 years after that. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.